Hello, we're calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. One second. I'm thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Congress, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th, you are definitely going to vote, you are very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all very likely to vote, or you are not registered to vote?
I'm very likely to vote.
With which political party are you registered?
I don't know if I want to give that out. I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
What is your main racial background?
African.
And what is your age?
80.
If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Democratic? Probably vote for the Democratic? Lean slightly to the Democratic? Definitely vote for the Republican? Probably vote for the Republican or lean slightly to the Republican.
Vote for the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Aaron Huntley?
No.
You have no opinion or have never heard of them?
Never heard of him.
Carolina Amiesty?
Who?
Carolina Amiesty? Amiesty?
I'm sure I'm not going to know all these people. So, I have not. I don't watch their names, so.
Would you like to continue with the survey, ma'am?
No, because I don't know those names.
It's not a problem if you've never heard of them.
Yes.
Kamala Harris?
Yes. I know of her.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Favorable.
Would you say it's very favorable or somewhat
very
favorable?
Very favorable.
Leonard Spencer?
For this part of this thing, I don't really want to continue because I don't really know, can remember the names of people.
That's not a problem, ma'am. As I mentioned, you can indicate if you've never heard of them, or you can rate them if you have.
Okay. How many more?
For this question, there's just Scott Boyd.
No.
Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I'm a Democrat.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesby, the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
As you may know, Republican State Representative Caroline Amesty was arrested on Thursday for 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesty, the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
Due to State Representative Amesty's arrest, there have been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. You will now be asked about 2 potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
I don't know if I would vote for either of them. I don't know them.
If you were to lean towards one or the other?
It would be the Democratic.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. We're almost done with the survey, ma'am. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for them?
Definitely voting.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Joe Biden.
When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
I vote Democratic.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm moderate in my belief.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
My last date? I didn't hear that question.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, a college graduate with an associate's degree, a college graduate with a bachelor's degree, or postgraduate degree?
I graduated from the University of Chicago and with a degree and went on for a nursing degree.
Did you graduate with a bachelor's degree or a four-year degree or an associate's?
Four-year degree.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.